Finishing.com, the homepage of the finishing industry, presents the Metal Finishing Industry Update Podcast.
Hi, this is Kate Miner with update number 176 for the week of July 26th, 2010. Seeking employment in the surface finishing industry? Then please check out our Help Wanteds. Posted on July 21st, Hawkins, Inc., located in Minneapolis, Minnesota, is seeking an experienced outside sales representative for their surface finishing group. This position entails maintaining existing accounts and growing business in assigned territory, successfully performing sales negotiations, providing technical product assistance to customers, writing sales proposals and monthly territory summaries, and keeping management informed of competitive developments within assigned territory. For more information on this position, please click on the Help Wanteds directory on our homepage. In advertiser news, CIFCO Applied Surface Concepts, located in Independence, Ohio, is a worldwide provider of selective plating products and job shop plating services. They have announced a new environmentally friendly trivalent chromium conversion coating for zinc nickel. Applied at room temperature, this blue-colored coating will withstand 1,000-hour salt spray with no red rust and is available in 1-liter and 4-liter containers. To read the full press release, please visit CIFCO's Applied Surface Concepts WorldLink listings in the job shops and equipment directories. In other advertiser news, Metalast International, Inc., located in Minden, Nevada, provides environmentally friendly products and services to the metal finishing industry. They have announced their newest environmentally friendly replacement to hexavalent chemistry, Metalast TCP-NP, is now available. Using technology originally developed and patented by Pratt & Whitney, Metalast received a license in 2009 to manufacture, distribute, and commercialize this technology. Metalast TCP-NP can be used in conversion coating and anodizing seal applications and provides superior corrosion and paint adhesion characteristics. To read the full press release, please visit Metalast International Inc.'s WorldLink listing in the Chemicals Directory. And finally, in advertiser news, SNB Finishing Company, Inc., located in Chicago, Illinois, offers powder coating, liquid coating, phosphate coating, screen printing, Randsburg electrostatic finishing, and specialty coatings. They have recently published a newsletter for summer 2010, which is available on their homepage at finishing.com. To read the newsletter and learn more about SNB Finishing Company, please visit their WorldLink listing in the Job Shops directory and click on their company name to view their homepage. In National Association for Surface Finishing News, the Philadelphia branch of the AESF cordially invites you to join them for their 100th anniversary gala to be held Saturday, October 16, 2010, at the Brookside Manor just outside of Philadelphia. Please contact Barb Perkowski at barb@hunterchem.com for more information. Again, that's barb@hunterchem.com. In other NASF news, NASF's Fall Supplier Briefing will take place on September 8, 2010 at Union League Club of Chicago in Chicago, Illinois. This new NASF briefing will feature an information-packed session on the impacts of new chemicals and metals developments for suppliers to the finishing industry. Experts from EPA, the legal community, the policy group, and other organizations will analyze the potentially dramatic ramifications of several emerging issues, including new federal TSCA legislation now moving through Congress, proposals for tighter restrictions on mist suppressants, and NASF's push for alternatives to PFOS and related compounds under the Sustainable Technology Initiative, NASF's Surface Technology Roadmap for the aerospace, defense, and automotive sectors, and nickel hazard classification issues and the finishing supply chain. For more information on this briefing, please visit www.nasf.org. Here's the calendar of events through the end of July. On July 27th, the AESF Foundation will hold a webinar on emerging regulatory developments for chromium plating processes and perfluorinated mist suppressants. And for more information on upcoming events, please click on the calendar on our homepage. Well, that wraps up the podcast for this week. Until next time, thanks for joining us.